and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a prayer on behalf of High Faith, and thank you for asking us. Today was the second day of the school year for our children, and it isn't just in school where they learn from us. We treat one another, and everything that you do here is for them. So this is a prayer for our children. Oh God, educate these children. These children are the plants of thine orchard, the flowers of thy meadow, the roses of thy garden. Let thy rain fall upon them. Let the sun of reality shine upon them with thy love. Let thy breeze refresh them in order that they may be trained, grow, and develop, and appear in the utmost beauty. Thou art the giver. Thou art the compassion. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we have, I'm actually absolutely honored and pleased to have two gentlemen in town. One is should be a familiar face, and the other hopefully will be a familiar face to many folks soon. From North American Wood Products, I want to introduce and allow these two gentlemen to give a short presentation to us and the community on what they're doing up here. And you know what we're all talking about in terms of the timber industry and wood products and things like that. And I want to turn the mic over to Mr. Randy Volk and Mr. Alan Olivant, who spent 25 years here and a lot of his childhood, and now works for North American Wood Products out of Portland. And I'm going to turn the podium and the mic over to you two if you want to say a few words.
You defer to me?
Yep. He's shy. Do I need to speak into the microphone?
Yes,
that
please.
Part of the trick? Okay.
Greetings, everyone. Some of you know me, some of you don't. Some new faces, some old faces. Some people I've even done some work on their houses. Or boats. Saw Lawrence Bohovic today, 95 years old. He said, "You built the top house on my boat." And I said, "I did, out of aluminum and teak." And so my family moved here in 1967, a real time of change here. And I grew up here and went to high school, graduated high school. Went to school in Portland, or in Oregon, Southern Oregon, and married, came back to Wrangell for about 9 years, left Wrangell about 1989, 1990 to go to school, and I've lived in Portland, Oregon ever since. In the meantime, my love of wood has continued, in fact, probably passion. I get kidded about that at the office quite a bit. "Sales, young man!" But, you know, it's for me, it's passion. And the change in the economic situation that you are all aware of has dealt a serious blow to the building industry. Most wood products, as you know, are based on buildings, mostly residential buildings. And because of the change in the demand for residential building products, the only people that are surviving or thriving are those that find niche markets, specialty applications, doing it either leaner or meaner or better or higher quality or in some other way offering a service or a value that other people can't offer. And one of the niches that I was doing was very, very high-end homes in Aspen, Colorado, and Sonoma, California, and it was a very high-margin deal, FSC certified, recycled, provide what the market wants. And the reason that my manager, Randy Volk, is here on behalf of Cliff Chulos, our president, we are here to fill a customer's order by providing high-quality Sitka spruce music wood. We're going to be shipping about 40 containers out. And we've been dialoguing with Jeremy and others about a longer-term, more value-added, high-value program on a regular basis. The key to our success and why both of us are here, Randy's already been up here twice or three times. This is your third time?
Yeah.
Okay. We did bring one of our customers to town, and we made inspection on the product. We're very happy. It's a good product. It's got characteristics that we need for our market, and we are bringing certain market knowledge to bear so that we can provide our customer with a high-quality product. So probably the significance of coming here at this time, it seems to me like there's kind of a convergence of thought. If there's going to be a revitalization in the timber industry at all, it's probably not going to be by the old method. It's probably not going to be by big industrial logging complex with pulp mills and big sawmills, because quite frankly, it's not competitive. I mean, if you put more money into it, even before you deliver it to a sawmill and then try to sell it for more, it doesn't work that way. Sorry, folks. It just doesn't work. So, targeted, specific, market-driven, bringing to bear market knowledge so that the processing is direct for the market that you need is the way to go. And the reason we're here is to process the material that we got going, make sure that our customer's taken care of, and then help train the people locally, manufacturers, providers, to learn our specifications so that we can deliver to our customer the products that they want. I've learned a lot from my boss, Cliff Chulos. One of the biggest, most important things he ever has said to me is, it only has value if the customer says it has value. You can say, I want $5 a board foot for that, and he says, sorry, you cut it the wrong direction. Right, Randy? They cut the curly mahogany the wrong direction, didn't they? And they cut the quilt mahogany the wrong direction, didn't they? Crazy. Happens all the time. So I think the biggest thing that we've had a number of meetings, the biggest thing that I learned just immediately prior to coming here and since I've been here is that the Forest Service that controls the federal interests, the people's interest on the larger level, the Wrangell Ranger District and the Wrangell Borough are almost exactly identical in size. And so that's why we're here at this meeting, that if we are going to be able to buy material from your people and provide to our customers on a regular basis, and I mean regular, in the wintertime, even when it's snowing, means you might have to build some buildings or you have to just use the buildings that are existing so that people can work during the winter months. If we're going to do that, then the people that are providing us the materials that our customers want will have to work with the Forest Service and the borough. And hearing the various people say, we want this or we want that or we don't want this or we don't want that, that's what's going on right now. There's a lot of talk on all these levels. And frankly, it's probably not going to be like it was before. It's not going to be 30 or 40 ships coming up to the dock a year and heading out. It's going to be smaller. It's going to be leaner and meaner, but it is going to be high value. And quite frankly, the quality is very good. So who knows? Maybe Wrangell Alaska Wood could get a name. You never know.
How many Stranger a million thing. Board feet a year are you talking about, Alan? Or even a million board feet?
I think I'd probably rather talk in dollars. We have a standing order for one container per week of high-grade music wood, and that container could be anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 in value. Mm-hmm. Do the math. Anybody do really quick math? 20,000 times 50 weeks. What is it?
Should be one should be the first number, and then a bunch of zeros.
Yeah, a bunch of zeros.
I think it's 1 million.
Yeah.
Two containers would be $100,000. No, five containers would be $100,000. If it's a $20,000 container, five containers would be 100. So 50 containers is 1 million. If it's a $40,000 per container, 50 containers is 2 million. So if through very small impact to the forest, targeted, directed, then we can do some other markets that come along. I said to Randy a little bit ago, I said, it's kind of like the little engine that could. And I said, good and out.
Hey, any job in Wrangell is a good job.
Well, we're not here to, I mean, look, I grew up here. I love this town. You know that. And I'm very short, very sweet. We're going to probably hang through the borough manager's report and then head out. But basic introduction, North American Wood Products is doing business in your community. And frankly, it's not just the city. We're talking about the borough. We met with the Forest Service this afternoon. Jeremy, every meeting we've had has been really good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are issues. That's okay. It's always issues. That's really all I got to say. Thanks for letting us come in and buy some of your really good wood, some of our really good wood, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for letting me speak, and you'll probably be seeing us. Oh, briefly, there is an informal meet and greet on a personal and business level at
The Marine,
Friday from 5:30 to 7:30. I think it's something like pizza and carbonated beverages or something, right? Okay?
Some kind of beverage.
Okay. That's it. North American Wood Products of Portland, Oregon gives you their greetings, and on behalf of Cliff Chulos and Randy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's begin with roll call.
Okay. Assembly members McConaughey.
Here.
McCloskey.
Here.
Stokes.
Present.
Jack. Privet.
Here.
And Mayor Maxian.
Here. Item 3, amendments to the agenda. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? Okay, seeing none. Item 4, conflict of interest. Do we have any conflicts of interest to declare? Okay, hearing none. Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk. Right, items 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Move to get a second.
Second.
Move to second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Full roll, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yeah.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxian?
Yes. See, item 8, borough manager's report.
Nothing in addition to the written report that was submitted in your packet. There's copies on the table for the audience, and they are also available online at wrangell.com.
Okay. And I would also note that the packets, the full assembly packets are now, not just the agenda, but the full packet with all the material that we get is available online. So at wrangell.com, if you want to actually see all the gritty details, you can get that packet online. And you can also get the borough manager's report online. It's very thorough if you want to know exactly what's going on with all the projects and departments and all of that. Feel free to peruse at your convenience at wrangell.com. So thank you, Kim, for making that packet available. Okay, borough, do we have any questions for the borough manager? Okay, borough clerk Spad, please.
Okay, just some upcoming dates to remember. Today is the primary election. Voters can vote at the Nolan Center up until 8 o'clock tonight. We have rescheduled our code review meeting for next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. August 31st, last day to file for declaration for candidacy for the upcoming October 2nd regular election. And September 2nd is the deadline to register to vote for that election. September 3rd, we will be closed in observance of Labor Day. And September 5th, Planning and Zoning has a public hearing and regular meeting starting at 7 p.m. here in the Assembly Chambers. I would like to personally thank, for the special election, August 21st, a few people. The employees of Public Works, thank you so much. The Nolan Center staff, you guys are awesome. The election workers were wonderful. And to Christy Jameson, CLJ Consulting, she was very helpful. I want to read this off so that everybody can kind of have a clear idea of the this election and the percentage in which the voters turned out. The preparations for the special election did go very well. As of July 28th, Wrangell had 1,615 registered voters. That's 24 more than the registered voters in Wrangell as of May 29th. The voter turnout for the special election August 21st was 30%, which was a decrease from the special election held June 19th by 22%. I also wanted to note that the AAMC and the AML conferences are coming up in November. I am planning on attending the AAMC conference, which will take place from November the 10th through November the 13th to further my education. The Alaska Municipal League is also going to be holding their conference from November 12th through November 16th. There may be members of the assembly who would be attending the newly elected officials training as well as the annual conference. Please keep these dates in mind and let me know if you'd like to attend. Thank you, Jeremy, for talking about the assembly packets online. I have that on here, and if anybody has any questions on how to navigate through them, please stop by or call me and let me know. It's pretty easy. Also, if you go on wrangell.com to the Wrangell Municipal Code, you'll notice it's in an HTML format. Used to be in PDF, and it was kind of difficult to navigate through. Now it's super easy, and it's really easy to search through, and I'm extremely happy. You can copy, paste, and it's wonderful. So if you have any questions on that, please don't hesitate to call me or stop by and talk to me about that, and that's all I got.
Right. Do we have any questions for the borough clerk? Okay. Thank you, Kim. Item 10, Mayor and Assembly Reports and Appointments. 10A, reports by assembly members.
I just want to make a comment about the downtown revitalization. Although it's been a very, very long time in coming, it's really nice to see it actually getting to a point where it's starting to look good, you know. And it will be so nice when the end is here, and you can, you know, park in front of the store that you want to go to, or down the street and walk down the beautiful streets, you know, with all the different things. So, but My father-in-law, who is referred to as the inspector in general of our family, goes down and checks on it each and every day, as along probably another inspector general sitting in the front row over there. And he does approve of the cement work. So he was one of the people, along maybe with Bob too, that threw all the junk in there that they had to take out 50 years ago. So if he's approving, I mean, they're doing something right.
All right.
That's it.
Any other comments? Okay, yeah, I would just add, I again want to extend a thanks to Randy and Alan. There's a lot of, I've spent a couple of days with these two, and every minute I learn a lot more about the timber industry and the details and all the things that make make it hopefully possible here to see some more folks working in that industry. And I just appreciate it. And if anybody wants to talk with them outside of this, again on Friday from 5:30 to 7:30 now at the Marine, and just want to invite folks down. So let's see, item 10B, certificate of service presented to Michael Simons, Borough Assembly. We have a certificate for Mr. Simons, who is in the audience. We have a certificate of service. The City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska presents a certificate of service to Michael Simons for his service and dedication as Assembly member from October 2010 to July 2012. If you could come up and accept this. And our gratitude.
Job well done.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, yes. Take care of one. Yes. Don't forget to report it all correctly.
Thank you.
That's right.
There you go.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Mike.
Back to the Yelps, we have the Greg Poohaw over there. Yeah, it's all the rule.
Yeah, it's like,
I know. Yeah.
All right, item 10C, appointment to fill the vacancy of seat F of the Borough Assembly. We've had, I don't know how many weeks we've advertised this position open, and we've had one letter of interest from Jill Yelps, who's in the audience this evening. We're required by ordinance to fill this position if it's before a certain election date. And I'll, you know, accept a recommendation if someone wants to make a motion.
I would move to appoint Billy Ounce to fill a vacancy of seat F of the Borough Assembly up until the next borough election to be held October 2nd, 2012.
We have a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion?
You sure you know what you're getting into?
Hearing no discussion, poll vote please.
Assembly members Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
No.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
No.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes.
Okay.
So, welcome for a very short period of time, and you will. You can get with Christy and
that would be Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I will take a drink of water and apologize to you for that. Not that it's an insult by any means. Oh, do you?
I can. If you can step forward, please.
I solemnly swear that I will support
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The laws of the state of Alaska.
The laws of the state of Alaska.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska.
And the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
The duties of borough assembly.
The duties of borough assembly.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right. Sign these papers.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, two.
And I have a packet for you, and you can take your seat. Mayor Maxine, this is your turn.
We have two minutes. All righty.
Here?
Okay. 5 minutes to catch up.
Okay, that brings us down to item 11, persons to be heard. And we have one, do we have a second sign up sheet down there? No, Janet wanted to. And this is, I'm really interested in hearing what you have to say. Okay, Ms. Buness. This will be the highlight.
Handout. Janet Buness, and I live at 113 Reed Street. And what I want to talk about are dead animals. There are, what I gave the Borough Assembly is a map. Oh, and you might need one more. It's a map of the northern part of the island. And I walk a dog. And each one of these little red dots on here illustrates a dead animal's carcass. And there are 13 of them, and that's basically in 1 year. Sorry, when I talk sometimes my voice gets a little squeaky. And these are basically in my, I assume, all within the city limits or the borough's limits. I realize part of it is the National Forest. And I did call and talk to the Forest Service people and was assured by someone who was termed the enforcement person, and I can't remember who that was, that they would look into dead animals because they might be poached and that they would remove them. So the one that shows by Pat's Lake, that was early this spring when I talked to them, and trust me, that animal carcass is still there. What's left of it, most of it has been taken away probably by bears or wolves or whatever. My concern is, number one, it's a public health issue because they're probably diseased, there's maggots, they're rotten, they smell terrible. People's dogs eat it and then they vomit it back up again or they die. And it just seems as though it must be somebody's responsibility to pick up animal carcasses. And I must admit, I have not asked at the city if there's any ordinance or if there are people who would do this. My assumption would be if somebody dumped an animal carcass in front of the city hall door, somebody would pick it up. I kind of view Pat's Lake as about the same thing. There are areas where many people walk. We walk our dogs. The worst place, personally, is the end of the pavement on the spur road and the shooting range. Now, the shooting range is, I guess, city property. And on the shooting range, early this year, I mean, this is just an example, and I'm sorry that it's gross, but there was an animal carcass in a plastic bag that obviously someone had probably poached because it was very early in the year, had thought to put it in a plastic bag and then thrown it out of a vehicle. And obviously it burst out of the bag. And so I picked that up and put it in a dumpster because my dog will eat it. Now there are two carcasses where they're putting all that fill in at the shooting range. I'm not quite sure what the purpose of that is, but they put a whole bunch of fill around by the side of that one-way road. Now there's two animal carcasses there. When you get out of your car, you want to get right back in and leave because it really smells bad. And they're really decayed, and so there's backbones and leg bones and whatever. And I view this as, they do not all appear after the 1st of August, so I'm guessing that that's why they're dumped over the edges of the road, is I'm assuming that some of them are poached, but some of them do appear after the 1st of August. And I guess my question is, isn't there some way that the city could, what I hear from people talking about it is that, well, it costs $15 or whatever it costs to take an animal carcass to the dump.
We waived that for 2 years now. That's been waived. It's free.
Wonderful. Then perhaps what I'll do is write a letter to the editor and say that I've been told that by the city, and maybe then, because one carcass just appeared after the 1st of August. However, that doesn't mean that it's a legal deer, but I guess if it's in a bag and taken to the dump, maybe nobody will know whether it's legal or illegal. I don't know.
I don't know how that goes,
but it is, in my opinion, it's a huge issue. You know, some of the carcasses are up on the Institute property. I picked up that one because it had been, I mean, it was just bones because everything had been eaten off of that. But I would think that since someone told me that there were three bears up on Mount Dewey, that this is the sort of thing that's going to attract the bears. And I will personally write a letter to the editor to encourage people to do that, but somehow, and I guess is there someone I don't hate to say that I can report to when I find these, but any suggestions?
Just call me.
Okay, then, I mean, maybe somebody would pick them up. I don't mind picking them up, depending upon how bad they are. But bones don't bother me. That's all. Thank you very much.
Janet, are they all deer carcasses, or are there any other carcasses?
You know, I can't. They have cloven hooves.
Okay, thanks.
So I can't say what they are.
There we go. Pretty close.
Thank you.
I have a feeling you will not need to write a letter because this will be front page news.
I will also say we have a group working on the paddlecraft trail out at the end of the Spur Road, and we were able to have some additional funds, so one of the things we did ask them to do is to collect the dead carcasses that they came across. So anyway, but yes, it is a problem, I think.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for coordinating the drill yesterday. I actually made a note to do that, and I forgot to thank you. So
I agree with Janet. That's the only reason I came in. Those carcasses are a problem. If there was a dumpster or something that people could throw them in, but it's part of where we live. You know, a lot of people hunt, you know, and don't want to take them to the dump. So there's that. But if there was a dumpster or something that they could be thrown in, a lot of times it's done during moose season. Thank you.
Thank you.
A deer dump.
In and out.
A deer dump.
Okay. We've got Bernie Masson. Do you want to wait until, do you want to speak?
I'll wait.
Okay. Under 12A. Okay, that brings us, no other person signed up to be heard. Brings us to item 12, unfinished business, and that's 12A. Proposed ordinance, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title 3, Chapter 3.2 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to the Wrangell Medical Center and Long-Term Care Facility Board. This is a second reading, and we had public oral testimony earlier this evening.
Your Honor, I'd move to approve the second reading and adopt.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? We do have one person who's identified that item to speak, so Mr. Masson, and one of our new hospital board members.
Bernie Masson, 621 Wrangell Avenue. I came in here all happy to be voted on or signed up in this. Then I was just offended right off the bat. You guys compare our new board to the old board. I mean, where's the trust? I mean, first thing I hear is we're going to be recalled already. We're not even signed up. How can that be possible? I mean, it's just, I take offense to that. I mean, we are a new board. We're not the same people. So don't put us in the same group as them. I mean, the trust got to start somewhere. So start trusting us to do our job. I consider myself an honest, honorable person. And I think everybody else is too. So don't blame us for past board problems. That's the only thing. And the new thing, I just had a couple questions on that is, I agree to most of it, and it's not a big deal, but executive session, you're gonna send somebody in there, and the only thing I have problem with that is, first of all, are they gonna throw their 2 cents in there every time we talk about stuff? I mean, how would you feel having your membership, you would accept it? And by the way, I don't think our board, our assembly will agree with that. Or nope, that's not right. I don't think Assembly will want that, or whatever. They just keep throwing stuff in. And, you know, and that, I think that's going to throw a big kink into our little thing. If you want somebody, appoint a permanent council member to be on the board. You guys could do that. I mean, just do that. Then you guys will send somebody different in every time that don't know the whole story, and that's going to make it even more confusing. So then the next thing is, how is that person going to report back to you? Are they going to tell you all our executive session at this thing, or a private letter, or what? I mean, how does that work? So, you know, but everything else, you know, it's, I agree with most of it, but some just, it just doesn't make sense. And I, you know, and I'd have a problem with somebody interrupting me at a meeting all the time, trying to push in their way, you know. But I mean, first thing, start with some trust. Give us a few days to screw up before you start.
Hey, it's okay, Bernie. Bob was looking at me, not you, when he said that.
Thank you. Okay, we have no other person signed up to be heard. Let's see. Discussion.
Well, Your Honor, I'd just like to say that it's taken us a long time to get here, and I blame this assembly and the previous council or assembly, whatever you want, for probably not staying as focused as we ought to have been, certainly before my time on here, when it comes to the management of the hospital and looking out for the best interests of the ratepayers. And so, but the way I view this ordinance, and probably there will be members of the hospital board and hospital employees that won't agree with this, but this is going to, I think, give the new board an opportunity to have some free advices, if you will, and some very clear ways of what their functions and duties are. And on top of that, then it gives them time to sit down and start going through the ordinance, if you will, and make recommendations to change it. And it's just an ordinance. It's not set in stone. We change them all the time. So, but it certainly is going to give some clear direction for the beginning. Later on this evening, we're going to be passing, I hope, a engagement program with Peace Health to step in and help manage the hospital while you folks learn your roles and duties. And at some point, I hope we don't have that continuous. We get back to what we used to have, and you go ahead and find and solicit and get a good administrator that can come in, that can work with everyone. But in the interim, I personally feel this is necessary. And I think it will also give clear guidance and support to the hospital board in not being concerned if they're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. So, because there's another level that things will be referred to and reviewed. And I don't see that as a bad thing. Thank you.
This is going to come as a shock to absolutely everyone. Bob and I actually agree with something. He said that this is a beginning, and I will agree with him. There is a few things in here that I don't like about this, and Mr. Wilson has brought them up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote in favor of this, and that will come to a shock to everyone too. But the reason I am going to do it is because I feel the charge for the new board will be taken seriously by the new board. And I feel that they can go and make the changes that will not work. The one thing that scares me more than anything in this whole ordinance is compliance with Medicare and Medicaid. I think that is the most important issue in this whole document, bar anything else. Maybe the next is employees. I'm not even going to address that because I don't know enough about it to address that. But the fear that we are not in compliance with state law in that area needs to be addressed immediately. and by the new board. I think that's one of your most important functions, to make absolutely sure that what we have here is correct. If it's not correct, do your due diligence, get it done so that it is correct, and then move through the rest of the ordinance and find out what you need. Woody has put out a very, very good beginning document here that can probably help you along that line, and along with Alice, and I hope you take all of those things seriously and move on, because forward motion is much better than stagnant.
I actually have to agree. It's a good starting point, and it will definitely, you know, it's not a lack of trust, Bernie. It's an actual hoping to help everybody to get in the right direction. And the way we've read it, and I agree, there's some changes. Medicare, Medicaid, definitely a big thing. I mean, we do not want to do anything to upset that whatsoever. But it's a moving forward, and I think we can actually work with it.
Bernie, being new on the board here, I don't have too much to say, but I do apologize that your feelings were hurt, and it's not fair to compare you to the old board. Again, like Tom says, we are moving forward, and we'll get through this one step at a time.
I would like to thank you, Woody. I feel very comfortable with what you told us this evening, and this new board, I hope that you will be giving in a good direction.
Yeah, same thing. I think I was a little worried when the recall happened, and I didn't know just personally if anybody was going to step up to the plate and run for those offices. And there was an outpouring of candidates, and it was really great to see. Everybody who ran, I think, has the best interest of the hospital at heart, and everybody who's elected. I know everyone who's elected. I know some better than others, but I know that all of you are gonna do the right thing, that your heart is in the right place, that you're gonna dig in and do the hard work. And I don't think any one of us up here had, you know, any different feelings about it. And we're looking forward to you all getting seated up to speed and really dialed in to what's going on, and helping the staff and everyone transition, basically. And it's happening now, and it's so far going well. I think that it was important for us. You know, there were comments made during the hearing that, well, you know, it was kind of suspicious, the timing and when we did this. Our goal was to get, we knew we had to make some changes to the ordinances, and we knew they were going to come at one point or another. And I think that our goal was to get those in place before you attended a meeting, so that you had something in front of you that you knew was at least close to what ultimately we all want to end up with for ordinances. And I think the idea that everyone's expressed here is right on, and that we want you to be a partner in taking what we feel has been a tightening up of the relationship between the hospital and the city, and really helping to flesh out the details of that and to help make that as good as it can possibly be. So, you know, while those kind of bookends have been put into place for, I think, obvious reasons, the goal is, you know, to have no animosity, no conflict, and to really work together with you to come up with ultimately what is a really, really good. But we wanted to have that happen before you got into place, because we didn't want to spend the next couple of months in some kind of heated conflict about the intent of all this. We want to protect the city, we want to protect the hospital, and I think that this is getting to it. But a lot of good suggestions have been brought up. Woody has some really good suggestions. Janet raised some really excellent questions. I have the same concerns as you have. But at the end of the day, this is not meant to micromanage the hospital. It's meant to provide some clear guidance as to whose responsibility is what, and really to protect protect you all so that you're confident that, okay, what we did, we know what we did was right, we're protected, we're in compliance with the rules, the laws, all that stuff. So that's really, I think, where all of this is coming from. And I mean, we can only articulate that with words and hope that, you know, that comes across as what it is, and that's being honest. So I agree, I think it's a start, but real quick, we're gonna need to refine things. And that's about it. And I appreciate, again, all the comments. They were very, very thoughtful comments, and they will absolutely be considered. There's no doubt about that. All right, so Don is telling me to wrap it up. Settle down, Don. Elections, not here yet.
Well, they do that to David Letterman. Why not you?
Yes, all right. So any other comments? No? All right, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
I'm going to say yes. No.
Assemblymember Privet?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Younts?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxim?
Yes. Okay. Moving on to item 13, new business, resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing electrical rate incentive for the new construction facilities for Sea Level Seafoods LLC and establishing the terms and conditions of such incentive.
I move to adopt the resolution.
Good move. We have a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Comments from staff? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Younts?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxim?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of City Thailand's annual reassessments for Silver Bay Logging.
Move to approve Thailand's reassessments for two Silver Bay logging sites as recommended by Michael C. Renfro of the Appraisal Company of Alaska.
Good move. We have a second.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Comments? Yes, sir.
I was here representing Sea Level Seafoods. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you're welcome, Scott.
All right. Any comments? Hearing none. Full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Younts? And Mayor Maxim?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sorry, Kristen.
Sorry.
Okay.
Item 13C, consideration and appropriate action relating to the interim management services for the Wrangell Medical Center. Do we want to entertain a motion?
Oh,
move to approve the interim management services contract for the Wrangell Medical Center.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Comments, Tim?
Yes, this is an agreement that was sent to us by a proposed draft copy of an agreement and an engagement letter sent to us by Peace Health. This was meant as a draft to be before you so that you knew what we would be looking at doing in the future. We want to try to get to an agreement quickly so that Olinda can go on vacation with some peace of mind, and that there would still be some management services and oversight provided. They're certainly familiar with Wrangell and with our facility, and over the next several days, Mr. Blasco and I, and Olinda has copied in on those items as well, we'll be going over this draft agreement with the concerns that we've identified. Just preliminarily, there are some things regarding the length of term of the contract, regarding compliance with City Borough Wrangell Code that we'll need to adjust, but that is the very first draft sent to us. So we're encouraged by it. We think we can get to an agreement that hopefully we will be very happy with, and the hospital staff will also be very happy with.
Questions?
Yeah, I just noticed one thing in here where it says the draft agreement is for 12 months and then the housing is for 6 months. And,
yeah.
You know,
there's some date compliance issues and throughout the document.
Okay.
So this is the substance and you're asking for approval?
We're asking for you to give me the authority to enter into that agreement once we've all come to an agreement on what should be in there. And I'll continue to update the assembly, and Olinda can continue to update the medical center board as well.
I got a question.
Yes.
Well, I know it's going to be a stupid question since I really don't know what this is, but before you vote on it, I mean, shouldn't our board have a look at it? I mean, isn't this part of the hospital stuff? Is this stuff we're supposed to be doing as a board to look at this or what you guys are doing here? I mean, that's my question. I mean, this is our job to look at, because...
And that's fine. We can certainly provide it to the board tomorrow evening as we go through it. There will just be many numerous changes made to it. Once we get to a final draft, I don't have any problem with it. But we assumed that Olinda was presenting the interests of the medical center. But now that we have a board, certainly, that's fine.
Yeah, that, like I said, I don't know what this is and whatever, but I mean, I think it should go to our board instead of whoever's acting is them, since we're here now. So that's all.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. And the goal would be, once we have someone in place, that we would, you all would be responsible to be going through the search process for a new CEO. So that is firmly in the hospital board's hands. Or administrator. Okay, other questions?
Do we want to let them go through this before the vote on it?
We can, we have a motion to give staff authority to enter into it.
Right, they need to get it done.
And they can work, yeah, okay.
Yep. They can work with it.
Work with them.
Okay.
Board over there.
Any other questions? Hold on, please.
Assembly members McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Younts?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Item 13D, consideration and appropriate action relating to the community facilities grant agreement between the USDA and the City and Borough of Wrangell for the community garden greenhouse.
Move to authorize the borough manager to enter an agreement within the USDA for the administration of the construction of a community garden greenhouse through USDA grant funds, disbursement for all costs associated with the grant administration and compliance shall not exceed the amount of $100,000. That's going to be a big greenhouse.
That's a big second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion.
This was actually a grant that was applied for by Wrangell Medical Center, and the USDA contacted us recently and wanted to make sure that the city and borough approved the agreement as well. And we're required to have a $33,500 match as part of the project. Our match is the land for the greenhouse, which is valued at $189,000, so we more than meet that match requirement.
Is that the land still out there at the where it's at right now?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's going to be a big greenhouse.
How big is it? Do we know?
It'll be as big as we can get.
Just put some bumps in there.
All right, any other
dirt,
questions?
The dirt
comments?
Might be a problem, being that much dirt.
All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Younts?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Item 13E, consideration to cancel the November 13th, 2012 Borough Assembly meeting.
Move to approve the cancellation of the November 13th, 2012 Borough Assembly meeting and conduct only one meeting in November 27th, 2012.
Been moved. We have a second.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
Usually we end up canceling the second meeting in November, but this year the way that AML falls, it falls during the week of our meeting.
The first meeting.
The first meeting. So our recommendation this year is to cancel that meeting, and the second meeting in November will be the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, not the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. That's why we usually cancel that. So it'll be the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, and hopefully everybody will be back and ready to work.
Well, I'm thinking of voting against this because every time we cut down to one meeting a month, we have 14 special meetings. Never mind.
Okay. Any other relevant comments? Okay, hearing none, roll call, please.
Assembly members Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Younts?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxey?
Yes. Item 13F, discussion and possible action relating to a letter of support for Southeast Alaska Power Agency's hydrogen feasibility study.
Move to authorize a letter of support for CEPA's hydrogen feasibility study to the Alaska Energy Authority.
Been moved.
Second.
Can we have somebody? Yeah, can we have a little discussion? If somebody give us a little. I mean, I read it, but it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I am so far from an engineer.
I am not going to understand this whole thing.
It was the feasibility study on it, but
yeah. So basically, I think the gist of it is if we have spill,
they want to put it into a
TIE, they want to actually convert it into another
hydrogen
energy form that is can either be used on site or is mobile or.
Well, the primary meaning is they want to go and put it in a storage and go from storage to a fuel cell, or go from fuel cell to storage to a modified diesel generator from hydrogen. Because mm-hmm. I was hoping that's what I was reading. I thought.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, and this is quite feasible for us to do.
That's what the feasibility study apparently is going to
determine. Cool. They wouldn't even ask for it, though, if there wasn't some feasibility.
Yeah,
so,
it's new technology.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with it.
If you have the time, talk to Mr. Ashton. He can probably tell you a whole bunch of things about cells.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Hold on, please.
Assembly members McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Younts?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxey?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. You should all have the attorney's file. Give me your packet. And item 15, executive session 15A, borough manager's annual evaluation.
Pursuant to 4462.320(c)(2), that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically the borough manager's annual evaluation.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Pull vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Younts?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxey?
Yes. We will recess at 8:57.
We don't need all
this. 57.
That'd be 7:57.
I mean, as soon as they...